additional details have emerged about the father and son who carried out the Bondi massacre as investigations continue into Australia's deadliest mass shooting in three decades. Australian Federal Police Commissioner Chrissy Barrett says early indications point to a terrorist attack inspired by Islamic State and that the pair had travelled to the Philippines last month, though the purpose of that trip has not yet been established. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mal Lanyon also says the car they arrived in at Bondi contained a homemade bomb.
I also confirm that the vehicle, which is registered to the younger male, contained IEDs, but I also confirm that it contained two homemade ISIS flags. We continue to work through the motive of this tragedy, and we'll continue to do so. And I think it's really important that our investigators continue to be given time to do that.